4:46 back on the Real Life program. Amanda Hostetler and my guest today, Tom Murphy, author of the book Reclaiming the Sky, 9/11 and the Untold Story of the Men and Women Who Kept America Flying. And I want to talk a little bit about how you think they're doing as far as our nation keeping them safe and secure in the sky. But it is of note that the proceeds of this book are going to help the very people you've written about. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
All the profits from the book will go to support aviation charities. And currently we're doing an advance sale before the book comes into bookstores September 1. And the flight attendants from American Airlines and United Airlines have charities called Wings for American and Cause for United. And they've been, with others, driving this advance sale. People can go to reclaimingthesky.com and learn more about it. And they've been driving the advance sales to get funds into their charity that they can use then to support flight attendants in distress, which is the purpose of their charity.
Yeah.
We are going to gather on August 24th at the Pentagon. The Pentagon's going to host us to mail out the first books from that advance sale. So they've been driving that sale all summer, and they'll come together. The colleagues of the crew from Flight 77, the one that crashed into the Pentagon, will come together at the Pentagon, and we'll mail out the first copy. So anybody wants to support the flight attendants, reclaimingthesky.com has all the details.
Okay. How are they? What do you think the perception is on the part of those who are working in aviation about how our country has responded to keeping them safe?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, and I think this group is a group. There are other industries that are focused on duty, but this group is truly a group that I've found that's focused on duty. They went back up into the skies. The skies reopened 4 days after. And I know my brother said I was afraid to fly, and he wouldn't let his family fly. And
yes,
you know how it was back then.
Most of us were. No, exactly. Most of us said, I don't know if I'll ever get on a plane again.
And I think it's been 5 years before the traffic levels have come back to the levels they were pre-9/11. But if you think about it, especially in those first 3 months after 9/11, the airports were empty. But they flew. They went back up. And you say, how do they feel? I mean, I know a lot of them were concerned, not so much for themselves, but for their families. I mean, their children, mom, don't fly. A teenager would say to her mom, I don't want you to go back up there.
Oh, my.
Or to a pilot. And they did. They went back up because I believe that they're duty bound. And one of the other things we talked about at the beginning of the program is I think, again, this is not an unreported story about the courage of aviation workers, but I think it's underreported. And I think that we see in that courage that they exhibited something that people are not generally aware of, how when the call came, they went back up.
Are those who are still working in aviation, do you consider them, heroes, that they're up there even still today? Or now is it become, again, akin to the working Joe? It's the working guy who's up there just like always before. I mean, have we gotten far enough away from 9/11 that it's just another job? Or do you really herald these people as greater?
You know, it's a good question. I think if you asked somebody on the street how many people that work in it, how many people on the planes died, how many crew members died, and it's 33. I don't know if people know that 33 people died, and on the crews, flight attendants, pilots. And those people called in to their base with descriptions of the hijackers. A lot that we know about what went on in those planes comes from flight attendants who were able to call in. And so heroes, definitely those people are heroes. The others I think of as quiet heroes. They go to work. We've got 207 million people who've flown this summer, and if you've flown, you know how crowded the planes are.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I know. And you think about the economic hit that the industry's taken. Their paychecks have been scaled way back. They work longer hours with fewer people. Probably 170,000 aviation workers have lost their job since 9/11, and those who remain have less money to do more. And they do it. So heroes, I think of them as quiet heroes. And that's what I've tried to chronicle in the book.
When we return from your conversations and the telling now of these untold stories of those who went back to work, I'm curious if you would share with us the most surprising thing that you learned through this process, something that perhaps, and if not surprising, maybe the thing that impacted you the most through this process of assembling and writing a book and now bringing it to publication. Tom Murphy, local resident and author of the book Reclaiming the Sky, 9/11 and the Untold Story of the Men and Women Who Kept America Flying. We will have more with Tom and much more of the Real Life program up ahead. I'm Amanda Hostetler.